hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So, Pastor Jenny made a little mistake and put the wrong gospel in the bulletin this Sunday. Oopsie poopsie. Well, you know, it happens. It happens. I have been knitting my socks again. Hold on, I'm going to come out here.
So you can see my lovely knitted socks.
Ooh,
I know. Thank you. Good response.
So I've been knitting socks because I have all of this sock yarn. And I am not moving it across the country. I'm not moving. Don't get weird. But I'm not moving across the country again. It's kind of like all of the books from seminary. I'm not moving those anywhere ever again. So I have all of this sock yarn. So I'm working on these socks. And I don't know what happened, but I think I got a little old because they're little stitches. Those of you who are knitters, you'll understand. Little stitches. I have found myself having to unpick rows and rows and rows of stitches. My mother says that there's a technical term in the knitting world for it. I see some nodding heads, so I think people know what I'm talking about. I just call it a bummer. But it got me to thinking, in particular, about what it means to unpick, what it means to take something apart and put it back together. I, like you, have been just astounded by the news this week. The level of violence, the shootings, the protests, the vitriol. Part of what I think has to happen for us to gain a measure of peace is we need to unpick. Now, we need to unpick things that aren't going right. We need to unpick attitudes and beliefs and perspectives. We need to unpick to get down to what's really going on. Unpicking is it's a hard process. It can be traumatizing, it can be liberating, but it always, always gets us down to a story that can be redeemed. I think about the work that we as a parish will begin to do with renewed energy, our anti-racism steering committee that Deacon Linda is going to head up and work with that group of people. We're going to take apart that part of our story, not just as enunciation, but that part of our story as white Christians living in the suburbs. We're gonna look at what it means. We're gonna look at what our patterns are. We're gonna look at what our responses can be. How can we grow a more just, a more merciful, a more peaceful community? And it's gonna be hard work to unpick those pieces. When Jesus met with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, they didn't understand are you the only stranger in all this land that doesn't know what happened? Are you the only one who hasn't heard the tragic and terrible story Are you the only one who doesn't know that our friend, our companion, our love has died? And then we hear that beautiful, that beautiful explanation. Jesus takes them back to the beginning. Jesus unpicks the story and reveals to them all of what God had intended for God's people, had unpicked that story so that they, and did you hear it? Their eyes were opened. It all began to make sense. We read from the prophets, we read from the very beginning of our salvation history that God has intended us to live with God, to live in peace, to live, to live with mercy, to live as though we love one another so much that we would lay down our lives for each other. And Jesus unpicks that story. It's hard to unpick what has been set, right? It's hard to dismantle things that may feel like they're a strong edifice and nothing will ever change. But my dear brothers and sisters, my friends in Christ, we can't live like this anymore. We can't live with mass shootings every other day. We can't live with little kids getting gunned down on the streets. This is not a third world country. And so we, as disciples of Jesus, as lovers of the Lord, we have to help unpick the story. Now you may be asking yourself, well, what can I do? And that's the very place to start. What can I do? What can I say? Where can I witness God's love? Or where can I witness to God's love? Where can I speak the words of peace? The words of justice? Jesus appears to his disciples to reassure them in their agony that this is not the end of the story. Jesus appears on the road to Emmaus and in the other gospel story that we are going to read, appears to them and says, this is not the end. Remember what I told you. That my resurrection was going to bring that resurrection, eternal life for all who follow me. So what we heard about in Indianapolis, we heard about in Minneapolis, heard about in Chicago, what we hear about across the country and around the world, that's not the end of the story. Jesus appearing on the road to Emmaus reassures us that the story of God's love doesn't just stop and it doesn't end on the cross. It ends when we as a people, as God's people, do the hard work of unpicking. So I'll let you rest with this today. let us rest in the assurance that this is not the end of the story. And that God will speak God's justice and mercy and love. And God will do it through us. I offer you this meditation this morning in the name of the one who created us, the one who redeems us, and the one who sanctifies us always. Amen.